stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Adults, please.
Adults, please.
Turn it up. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now.
Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yar, har, har, whatever. Radio BAM. Here's 28 Faction. Oh, look who's back. Novak. It's like we didn't even leave. BAM, me, Deco, and Count Blackula.
Count Blackula.
Oh, let's get right to the point.
I love it.
What's
oh, yeah,
that story I hear on the fucking film?
I'll tell you.
Guys for now.
I'd never seen Deco laugh so hard than yesterday. We just finished filming the fourth season, and we have this new camera guy. He's from... Where the fuck is he from?
He's from Germany.
He's from Germany.
Not here.
And his name is... Well, we don't need to say his name, but... Yeah. He gets so mad when people, like, rip farts near him that... Deco realized that he hated it so much that they all, like, started saving up all these farts,
oh,
and then
God.
Franz would, like, 69 Deco rip farts on each other's faces.
Are you serious?
Dude, yeah. It was so funny.
It really went down like that?
Yeah.
Dude,
I've never seen him get so faggoty just to have a ride off somebody.
I can't believe you did
that, Deco. Dude, this guy's face...
Dude, he
is
just like so fed up, like, dude, right on his fucking Franz's
face. Oh, my
face.
God.
Pat farted on his lunch, and he just stormed away.
He was smelling. Deco was smelling Franz's fart that he
did. Ew.
We just marched over. Franz gets on his knees, sticks his ass in the air, just farts in my face, and fucking his face was so disgusted. We follow him around.
Ew.
Then I walked on my hands, and Franz walks, picks me up.
No
I was supposed
way.
To walk in on my hands. He picks me up. My hands are dragging. I'm fucking crying, laughing. And Franz has just got his nose in my ass crack, just
ew.
Sniffing in front of fucking this guy.
No wonder he just broke up with his girlfriend. He's gay.
That was the most faggoty position I've ever seen.
Dude, I heard, when I went to Baltimore that day for the dentist appointment and shit, and I came back and
yeah,
I heard
Dennis my
was
ass.
Fucking pissed. He was just fucking crying his little ass off.
No, he was so pissed. Yeah, doing this all day. He was so mad about
shut the fuck up.
Joe carried
why
me.
Why don't you come here and think it's going to be normal?
He carried me over his shoulders, like, so my ass is like hanging over his shoulder right in Joe's face. We march in right around him, sitting in the easy chair. Joe's just sniffing my ass, and Pat's marching
ew.
Behind him, just ripping farts right next to
ew.
Him.
That's fucking hideous,
dude.
Man.
How does Kavanaugh fart on command, dude?
Well, I don't know, but I'd like to punch him on command. As soon as Pat gives me the command, I'm punching him, dude. I can't stand that fucker. I mean, fart jokes are funny, but he takes it over fucking board, man. Because his farts aren't mild farts, they're like a fucking 12-day-old baby shit fart. And it just pisses me off. And he's so fucking creepy and quiet, he makes me even madder.
It's like Jeffrey Dahmer just exploded in your face.
This guy's a fucking idiot. He's got a job as a camera assistant. By the way, the laziest camera assistant you'll ever find. He does absolutely nothing and never. So he decides he wants to quit his job, which is unpacking a camera once a day and putting it back. He goes to New Mexico to find himself. Now, this guy didn't graduate from college, and he wants degrees and diplomas and shit. No, he wants benefits and insurance from a job. So I was out the other day, I said, like, oh, Kavanaugh, I thought you'd be on the road to nowhere by now. He's like, well, I'm probably going to get a bartender's job. I'm like, you can find what the fuck? That's not benefits. You're lying. The dude's a fucking idiot, man. I can't stand the fucker. I'm
so
sorry.
So you like him?
No. I like them. We should call him, man. I want to fucking tell him out. Dude, one day I was so mad. I remember when he tripped me when we got back in California. I went to murder that little fucker.
What'd he do?
Dude, I don't find his humor funny anyways. I think he's a fucking moron.
It's so funny because it's the same shit every time. Like, Franz will show up. He'll just be sitting there, like, smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer at, like, 10 in the morning. And he's just sitting there with his feet up on the coffee table, like,
well, there's Joe Franz and his worthless assistant, Kavanaugh. Yo, Kavanaugh, let me ask you something.
Kavanaugh hates when I fucking get him because he just knows I'm going to bag him. But
he's,
I'm not.
He's leaving the show because you're so hell.
Thank God.
I'm serious.
Should have took so
dude,
long.
He is... moving to New Mexico, and he's probably going to wind up being like some waiter at a restaurant or something because he can't even deal with Novak's sentences.
Dude, I would have been a fucking fuck up a lot of my life, but the one thing I do know that makes a little bit of sense is you don't quit a job without having another job. That's what the fuck you do.
How do you know?
What do you mean? What,
name a job you had.
I've had millions. I've waited tables.
Besides
I'm a bartender.
Blowing hand.
You probably had millions because you got fired.
Yeah, I get fired weekly, man. I always had a backup job waiting because I knew the first one was going to last too long. Deco, why are you taking your headset off? Don't be walking over here.
I'm on you now, Deke.
Yeah.
I'm coming over there. Fucking asshole.
Lyndon got it. I've had so many jobs, man. And I always... And you know what's the best thing about jobs? Is you can always fuck your coworkers. Waiting... I was a waiter. You know how many... I've probably fucked a girl, a waitress girl, in every restaurant that I've worked in, I swear to God. If not, 9 out of 10. Seriously. And when I met Nicole...
Where are you working? Like, Baltimore slums?
Nah, man. Like, Little Italy, restaurants in Little Italy, fucking the harbor, everywhere. Like, popular places.
Fells Point?
Once, but that was sucked, man, because there's no money there. I scam people, and if there wasn't a lot of money, like business, then I couldn't scam them, you know?
You should get a job in the aquarium.
You should suck my dick in the aquarium. Why would I say that? It was so off and rude.
In an aquarium.
That was so off.
Oh, here's the sharks. Oh, here's the eels. Here we have two faggots sucking each other off.
For CKY, get job, dude. You should work at like the zoo cleaning up bear shit or something.
You should put him in the tank with the manatees so he has to just swim down to the bottom and scoop up crap.
You should just suck my dick in the
manatee. That'd be worth it. I think that's...
If you were in snorkel gear in a tank, man, I'd be laughing.
I'm only doing it naked, though.
We have to go get jobs, and you have to go sell yourself to the night in Philly.
I'm afraid to do that. I love to sell myself to the night.
Oh, no teeth and spruce.
At nighttime, there's only a few things out. Fast company and drugs.
Yeah, fucking dick.
Nighttime is the best time.
Nighttime's the right time, eh, Alex?
You're not allowed to do that shit anymore.
I know, I don't, man. Coming up on 3 years clean from all that shit, except alcohol.
And 80-year-old.
Hey! 80-year-old man.
Boo!
I didn't think it was going to be that good. But, yeah, man. Things are looking up.
I'm clean from heroin for fucking 29 years. What do you want from me?
I know, that's my mother said that to me.
I got a Stanley Cup over here.
My mother said that to me. I'm like, aren't you proud I haven't did it for a year? She's like, you should have been doing it your whole fucking life, you idiot. Which is true. I couldn't argue that point.
You stupid shit of a man.
Dude, I swear, when I went back... My fucking mother's boyfriend, she lives with this guy, Salvador, hates my guts. I just was allowed back in the house. I used to have to sit out front because I would always steal shit when I was strung out. So now I go in the house, and his brother just died, right? But when I go in the house, it's so awkward because last time I took Hannah and Oz, and he's so nice to them, but he doesn't say a word to me, so it's just awkward. You know what I mean? He's like making friends with my friends, which is cool. So I go back this time, and there's not even a hello said to this dude. He just hates me. I don't care for him, but he's not my boyfriend, so fuck it. So my mother says, you know, you should go and apologize, Brandon, because his brother just died. Now I had a few vodka grapefruits, so I'm feeling a little nice and friendly. I go in there and apologize, and he just looks at me the dirtiest fucking look.
He's not my boyfriend.
I wanted to murder. Dude, I hate this dude, man. Yeah, but I got it. Like, he treats her like gold. What do I do here?
Would you let him suck?
Call immigration
for $100?
Fuck no. $10,000, yeah. Straight up, man.
That would be so awkward.
Hey, Salvador,
this guy hates you so bad. And what if I offer him all kinds of money? But you probably let him too if he had $5,000 in his suitcase.
That guy's loaded, man. He's got the cash to pay it. I love it, dude. He thinks I'm the biggest scumbag heroin addict that ever lived. And then when we did the private jet tour, remember with that nice-ass jet? I took the DVD there, and he's just watching, like, how the fuck did this dirtball piece of shit end up on a private jet? And I loved every minute of it.
You were such the bad seed, dude.
His brother
is a fucking lawyer at the White House, and this guy's a hunk of shit.
I know.
With no dollar in his pocket, he humps girls all day long. You wake up to hump. You do nothing productive, really.
Oh, yeah, I do, man.
The only thing productive that you do is this hour show every week.
I write, too, every day. That's productive.
Yeah, what chapter are you on?
8, still. You can't rush it.
You've been on 8 for the past month.
You can't rush certain shit. I'm not going to rush it to make you think I'm productive, then it comes out like, shit, fuck that. I'm an artist. Respect my qualities.
I wish I'd just print it without you getting a fucking... proofread it or anyone else so we can just see all your mistakes.
Dude, my vocabulary is good, believe it or not.
Yeah, your vocabulary is good, but your spelling is horrible.
My spelling's good. What's bad is my, not my capital letters, but run-on sentences, periods, fucking, punctuation is horrible.
I can't make a capital C, but I can spell pneumonia.
I said the capitals were okay. They're good. They're on point.
How can your capitals be fucked up? Just draw it bigger.
Dick face, the capitals are okay. It's the periods and punctuation.
Man, this guy is stupid.
God damn, I'm taking a break to get away from this fucking dream-selling piece of shit. I'm playing the new Billy Idol song. It's
oh,
so
sweet.
Good. Dude, this new Billy Idol song is awesome. It's like Rebel Yell of the new millennium. This song's called Scream Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Keep your mouth shut, Novak.
Sirius 28 Faction.
We're back, the lowercase capital Novak.
The stupidest man on the East Coast and westward. Bam's here.
Deco, Black Cracker, Aquaman, and, yeah.
I'm sorry I brought this guy.
So, yo, where are you getting ready to go to next week, man? Where are you flying to next?
We're going to Barcelona.
Listen to how bummed he is when he says that. Anybody else is like, I'm going to Barcelona. He's like,
get me the fuck out of here. Barcelona.
Dude, what are you going to do there, man?
Fucking be by myself and skate.
Sweet. Who are you skating with?
Roger.
No, 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 by yourself.
This guy just double tracks his sentences all day long. Double tracks. I think it makes sense with that conversation.
You don't make sense, I know.
Hey, babe, you want to fuck me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Brent Novak. I have a boyfriend.
But he ain't my boyfriend, babe.
if I don't know your boyfriend, it's not personal. If I'm friends with him, then I really can't fuck you. But if I don't know him, I will take you to the bathroom.
You're going to fuck Kirk's wife.
I did not, dude.
You did fuck her.
No, I didn't.
Yo, he's humping this girl who has, like, a major boyfriend. This sicko makes her say the other boyfriend's name while he's humping her.
It turns me on. I just like the fact that she's going to be such a dirty woman.
Someday you're just going to wake up dead now, right?
Death will be a relaxing part of my life.
Can't get heroines in hell.
You don't get heroin on Earth, dipshit.
Bullshit.
Dude, you think I'm lying, man? I've been cool.
I've been cool.
I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, yeah, man. I look at death as a peaceful time in life. What do you guys look at it as?
How the fuck do you know?
it's only at that point that you can just fucking not have to worry about anything anymore, I think.
Do you remember what it was like when you were born?
No.
That's what it's like to be dead.
No,
you just don't fucking know. You don't remember,
exactly.
You're gone.
So then you would have to not deal with
You don't float up into space or whatever.
How
like,
the hell do you know all this
he
stuff?
He thinks he's going to ride a rocket ship around the galaxy with, like, George Washington and, like, Jimmy
Hendrix. I would
never
want to be with George Washington. That'd be the boringest night of my life.
Bullshit. That's what you think is going
to
happen.
I just put some strippers on there with me.
The big old needle in the sky.
Dude, I went back to Baltimore. I ended up in this strip joint, man. And these girls knew that somehow they knew I lived with this dude. And they were fucking begging to come back here and party, man. God. Oh, and he wouldn't answer his faggot phone, so I had to have permission before I brought him up, man. But there were four girls that were ready for a game of anything.
The game of Mortal Kombat?
Because you call from somebody else's cell phone, and I'm not going to fucking pick it up. I have a whole Utah high school knowing my number. Wherever 712 is, it rings off the fucking hook.
He had to call the police on these people. The police called up,
dude,
and
because
still
they just fucking keep calling. It's so annoying. Like, what the fuck could you possibly tell me?
Probably that you're pregnant with Novak's offspring.
Oh, dude.
Who do I contact, Ben?
Seriously, if you're like a kid who happened to get my number somehow, why would you call me?
I'm gonna tell you, I'm pregnant. I'm gonna poop out a pair of noobs. I need some help.
Yo, you know what I think you need to do?
Yeah, your show's awesome. All right, well, I can't make an awesome show when you're ringing off the fucking hook.
I think you need to change your voice now because you actually give them credit for their number and they're probably like, this dude put my area code number on his cell phone answer machine.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably giving them credit right
I'm
there.
I'm going to fucking change it.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Why don't you just change it and say it's like, you know, like Woolworths or something.
What is Woolworths?
Then nobody will know.
What the hell is Woolworths? I heard that.
It's a bathhouse.
It's a clothing store.
A classic. They said they don't got them things anymore, do they, Woolworths?
They don't got them. They don't got them.
Nope, not in capitals or lowercase.
Give them another smoke, Deco.
Hey, I'm looking at this email, and it says the Viva La Bam show was number one.
No shit.
Yeah.
I was on it. Ladies, drop your drawers. Tell you, you're on TV.
Oh, it was the highest rated show in the stew.
High five.
High fives are fucking from middle school.
That's why it's great.
They're from Stetson.
Well, what's a low five? What is that considered then? We just did it. What's that?
That's black.
Lowercase.
Jeez, you guys, man. I just talk worthless air because no one listens to me. Bam didn't even act like he heard what I said. He's just typing away on his little chat box. Deco's fucking...
chat box.
Deco, I don't know what Deco's saying right now.
Come on, talk about noses.
What about him?
You just go on and on about him.
My nose is stuffed the fuck up, man.
Hey, we have the private jet again.
No shit, when and where?
March 30th.
Where are we going?
Vegas.
Don't you like how I just signed myself up for this?
where are we going?
We, immediately. You have to get used to it.
They could care less if I'm there, but I act like it can't go on without me. Oh, dude, it was the best. We had the private jet. I met these chicks doing the autograph signing thing at that skate shop. And they sit down and they're like,
Yeah, I'm gonna
have a drink.
I fly this asshole with me, and I'm sitting there signing autographs for 3 hours, and I'm all like, I feel bad because he has to sit there and watch me sign autographs for 3 hours. I'm like, fuck, man, he's probably bored. Homeboy was banging the lady who ran the skate shop in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, man. Took her to the bathroom. Then another situation. This was even funnier. I meet these girls. Like, well, we're gonna have a drink. As usual, I'm broke as fuck. I'm like, Roger's filming, right? So I look really cool because someone's filming me and looked all high class. She's like, Roger, did they put our bags on the jet yet? I'm name dropping, but not too much. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, fuck, babe. We got some jet. My wallet's in there. I don't have any cash. She's like, that's cool. I'll buy it. Scamming ways and tricks, man. It's brilliant.
No, Beck, you know how, like, fighter pilots in, like, the wars in the planes, they always, when they shoot down a plane, they have, like, a plane cross out on the side of theirs?
I guess.
You should have the little woman's room, the ladies room logo tattooed on you for every time you bang a girl and with a slash through it so we can see, like, how much of your ass gets covered in
your
nose.
Take my whole fucking lower body, man.
Let's start now.
How many girls are you home by now?
Since when?
Ever.
Are you in triple digits?
How many? I don't know. I never really counted, man. My memory's gone, too. I did so much. I seriously can't remember a movie I watched last week. So it doesn't, you know what I mean?
Good. I'm not loaning you that ring.
Man, I can't
twist get my arm about
for the life of me.
You wouldn't remember it anyway.
Yes, yeah. I would. Any movie about drugs, jails, rap, I can remember shit like that. Skateboarding.
Dude, he watches BET all morning.
I wake him up with fucking Jada Kids blasted.
He loves it. What's that other song?
I've been locked up. Akon.
I've been locked up.
I've been locked up.
Dude, he'll be like singing that outside when he's like fucking. You were painting the garage singing.
Locked up. Yeah, dude, we painted the garage the other day. I had to tell Ape I did it 100 times just to get good street creds.
So I was fucking this bitch.
Oh, hey, Ape, I was just painting the garage. The on the eighth chapter. Chasing the kitty litter box. We don't have no kitty litter or cat food. We gotta go to the store pronto.
We're live on the air right now, and you're saying that we need to go get fucking kitty litter.
We do. See, the thing is,
who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Random people want to know what goes on in your life, Bam.
The only people that care are the two fucking cats that need it.
People care if he's going to the bathroom to take a shit right now. He can get a fan club for that.
You gotta teach
they
him to go
know
outside.
Everything he does. All about description. Club.
A fan club.
Dude, I'm going to run a little contest here on the Sirius Radio.
Right
after, thought about it.
Right after I play this fucking song.
Okay.
What do you want to hear, Cradle Filth?
Good.
Sweet.
Absinthe
Sarah,
Faust.
Sarah, we're going to hump Sarah. Ooh, yeah.
Did you ever try Absinthe?
Uh-uh.
No?
I heard about it.
What? It made Van Gogh crazy.
It's that fucking liquor, right?
Yeah, it's gnarly.
You burn it or something?
Yeah.
What movie was that in?
It's horrible, dude. Anyway... Absinthe with Voss, Cradle of Fucking Filth, Radio Deco, Series 20.
We'll be here when you get back.
Always something, you faggot.
action, baby.
My God.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Alright, what's up? This is Radio Bam Series 28, and that was Cradle Filth, Absinthe with Faust, and we just found out a fact, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to leak.
What is it?
I'm going to tell you about the best kept secret.
Are you giving me the leak right now?
It's true, I'm going to leak it.
What is it?
Apparently, Delaware, there's fucking nothing to do there, that everybody there is just sex-driven maniacs.
Dude, you're just teasing me. Stop teasing. It's not nice.
University of Delaware.
I have two Delaware Fast Company broads, and they are great.
Well, what happens when that luau at the University of Delaware happens?
Hopefully, I have 80 Delaware Fast Company girls out.
How are you going to be nice to all 80 of them and get them all?
They don't care. That's what's great about those Fast Company Delaware girls. They don't care. They don't care if you say, look, babe, I'm going to do her, and you're joining in. They're like, okay. It's great. So stop talking about it now because I'm already losing sleep and you're just making it worse.
How about that girl that you took home from the trap when we went to hang out with the Bloodhound Gang? Dude.
She was great.
Dude, this girl. What did you say? She didn't even meet anybody. She's just like, so.
Well, first
I'm
going to
take you home
you.
And then I'm going to take you. What about him? She's like, yeah, I'll do him, yeah.
Dude, this is about the shot girl. She's walking around selling shots. Bam says she didn't meet any of us, but she saw him, which sealed the deal. Well, you know, she sees Bam, game on, right? So, of course, I use that to my advantage. And I meet her for 1 second, and I have her modeling her ass for all of us. And then I say, I was like, how are you going to ride me later? And she sits on my lap and starts riding me. Like, this is how we're going to do it, da da da.
During work.
During work. She got in trouble because she was supposed to be walking around with shots.
Did she get in trouble?
Yeah,
you were just taking her jello shots and not even paying.
I know, dude. I was taking her fucking whole tray of jello shots, passing to all my friends, and she asked me for money. I'm like, oh, it's in the car, babe. I gotta make it look like I got some shit going on here. I'm always telling stories, telling dreams. So fucking,
it's in the car, it's not mine.
Dude, halfway through the convo, I'm like, look, babe, we're gonna take you back, and we're gonna do what we want, and my friend's gonna join here. She's like, okay. And like, and he is too. And she's like, okay. She's like, I'm a little fragile, though, just be gentle. I'm like, sure, babe.
Even like fatter dudes you were pointing at just to see what she'd do. Yeah, I'm kidding.
She thought they were with you. Telling you, man.
Yo, you know how Sports Illustrated, they paint on like the bikinis?
Do
and
they?
Stuff? Yeah, ever see that?
So what, they start naked and then they paint them
yeah,
on?
Yeah, they like airbrush them on. They look real as shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You should paint a pair of jeans and t-shirt on this guy and take him out to the bar with you.
That would be funny, dude.
That would be.
Like a real professional artist doing
how do we get
shit?
A pro to do it?
You gotta go to the airbrush
Seth?
Shops.
I don't know.
Is there any hot guys out there that want to paint Novak up?
Get some hot guys.
Just get some Rust-Oleum.
Fucking Kmart.
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, fuck that. If you want to drop an email about how you're a good body art painter so you could paint jeans on Novak and you could take him out naked.
And the email address is
bam@serious-radio.com.
Preferably a 25-year-old hot male with muscles.
And have him wear a real belt, and that's it.
You would look so fabulous.
I would love to do it. I want to do the one where we shit and go to the bar, or bring a girl here and make dinner and shit while eating dinner. I got to do that, man.
Not if I burnt the bar, definitely.
I'll do either or, man. Anything for a good story. People get offended. I'm like, babe, you might be offended, but why are you talking about it 2 weeks later? Obviously, it was good enough to remember. No one remembers boring, average shit.
It is true.
It's all about taking it to the next level.
On the next Euro episode on Viva La Bam, dude, we show Don Vito's skin tags under his arm. They're filthy.
Ew, and he'll probably win an award for it.
Oh, dude, it's so gross, and people barely want to watch, but that's all they can talk about, just like the toenail. It was like, Vito got the most grossest thing on television award, his sick toenail.
That's great, man.
Oh. Dude, his skin tags are worse than his toenail.
Oh, that dude is hell, man. Really.
His fingernails are real long. Ever see him?
Why didn't he just clip them?
He likes them, I guess.
And like, 18-year-old girls will have sex with him. That's just sick. That is disgusting.
I don't think they're 18.
Between 18
like
and 19.
All the ones that I've seen have been major Fast Company broads that are like 25 and up, and they're definitely have freshman 15 or something.
Yeah, he's not getting the cream of the crop, I assure you.
I've seen him with the cream of the crop, man.
No way.
I'm telling you.
Swear to God?
I swear.
What'd she look like?
Really, really good looking, probably like 22.
And he took her home?
He took her home.
God.
Are you serious?
Could you imagine if the parents could see what the daughter was doing while she was on this fat ass riding him? What would the mom and dad think of her precious daughter then while she rides some fat fuck from Chai Chester?
Some fat fuck from Chai with a wandering
some
eye.
Some fat Chai with fucking skin, whatever the skin tags are over his body. Fuck.
Dude,
he's
like,
on his stomach because they haven't even healed yet.
Dude, I mean, I could see, like, having weird fetishes, like, licking high heels or something. Like, that's fucking tweak, but I could see somebody probably liking that. But liking a fat fuck with skin tags, like, being attracted to that? That's crazy.
Oh, God. And he said the girl was hot. So that's really sad.
You like fatter chicks.
No, I don't. You're lying.
You
Deke, stay over there, Deke. Sit down. What are you doing? Deke's trying to come fart on me, guys. Get away from me. You're going to make me get naked and come sit on your lap in 1 second, and I will do it. I swear to God.
Yeah, do it.
Next, I'm doing it, Deke. Here I come, Deke. Deke, I'm coming. I'm coming for you, Deke. I'm coming, Deke. Where are you going, Deke? There.
Don't burn my little dick. Get that fucking apricot mouse.
You get to start the cigarette.
I'm not working with my shit. Don't burn off what I have, all right?
You see his little hop over here.
Come live on the air.
Why were you prancing over there?
Because I don't know. It's just like
bag at my heart.
Lennon, you liked it, didn't you? It's all right. We're all men here. I know you're not gay.
Lennon, what's your number?
Yo, dude, that is such a good idea, dude. You got to paint jeans on your fucking naked ass and walk into Iron Hill or something.
What are we going to do about the private area? Is it going to be, like, just be showing? Or is it
It'll just be painted blue.
You won't see it because it's not like it's so big it just sticks out. It'll look like just part of my stomach.
Your dick is so small that it doesn't even rest on the balls.
Dude, it doesn't hang over the balls. Just you check it out, guys. Dude, it just fucking rests on. Doesn't even make it to the end of the balls where it will go down. But if it gets hard, it's completely different, ladies. So keep that in mind. I've never had a complaint once. Straight up, but small.
You never had a complaint?
Never once. Swear to God.
Really?
Swear to God. But small is like a fucking night and day story with that one. Deco just can't do anything but breathe right now.
I really do that.
Oh, man, I was just going to take this way too far, but I had to call it off.
Oh, man, I'm taking piss break playing song.
What song?
The Rasmus. Guilty. You like this song.
Oh, yeah.
Guilty. Whoa.
Jeez.
Took that far, didn't I?
Yeah. You should have ended before you started.
Sorry, guys.
The airline stewardess moved.
I do want to join the Mile High Club, man. I can't wait. Yeah.
This Radio Chocula Series 28.
Oh, good evening.
Holy Lord, I got another. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes. Because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
You do, I don't fucking do that.
Radio Band Sirius 28 Faction.
All right, that was the Rasmus Guilty followed by Placebo Hemoglobin. That song is so good.
And guilty I am of everything. True, man. But see, the thing is, people are like, no, Mike, you take things too far. That's what the fuck I do. I take everything too far. That's what I do. So just kind of got to go with it, man.
Yeah, why don't you read some of these here.
6, 10, 49, 6, 7,000 wow degrees.
Carl Raycheon.
Dear Novak, I've been writing a book about your small dick.
Exactly. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, Nick. Always me at the butt of the joke, isn't it? That's cool.
What'd you do today?
Yeah.
That's boring.
All you do is go to the fucking store and get DVDs
every time
and
I call. Every time I call Deco, he's always at fucking Walmart or returning some DVD.
Yeah,
or
fuck
like,
Walmart. I had to go there.
Yeah, Kmart.
Pamela Anderson could invite him to a fucking wild sex party at her house, He's like, hey, babe, I gotta take this TiVo back and mold my wall.
As soon as I get in, if I go anywhere and come back, as soon as I get back, I go rent a fucking Kmart and just walk around.
Do you really? You're a weird person.
I haven't been to Kmart in so long.
I fucking love it.
What chicks love Walmart.
Just memories of stealing G.I. Joes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Taking a walk down memory lane?
Memories of stealing G.I. Joes.
I just walk around and remember, like, what section was over there and then, like, what was back here.
Yo, you know that On the Run mobile, like in the ghetto part of Westchester?
Uh-huh.
I went in there one night, and this kid got caught stealing all these Top Ramens. I'm like, dude, they're 10 cents a piece. Like,
oh, man.
Wouldn't you go for the fucking Snickers or something?
I've been there before, man.
The 100 grand bar.
Like.
Why would? Okay, if you were going to stuff shit in your pockets, why would you choose Top Ramen?
There's a few different reasons why you would do that. Because you can steal bulk. And anything under $300 is a misdemeanor. You go above $300, then it's a felony charge. It's a grand theft.
You can't take 300 Snickers bars.
But you can take... A ramen is more of a meal than a Snickers bar. So 10 ramen is going to fill you up way more than 10 Snickers.
Now, Snickers satisfies, bitch.
I know. That's the motto, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
You need a fucking freight train to steal $300 worth of ramen noodles.
Dude, I'm doing a right guard commercial with
no shit.
With one of the Eagles players.
Yeah, right.
Do you swear? Should I do it?
Yeah, do it. What the fuck? Okay, yeah, let me go when you do it.
I don't know who the player is, but who cares? I'm going to do that.
Do that.
I'd like to do, like, a right guard.
Look at Exhibit. Commercial. He's on all them things.
Yeah, but if I did one with, like, Don Vito, dude, it'd be so funny.
It's not the norm.
It isn't. Nobody would be ready for it. I want to do a Budweiser commercial with Vito because he truly loves it.
He really does. He'll die for that shit.
He's seriously like, Jesus Christ, somebody get me a Budweiser.
So, yeah.
Well, what about a Michelob? I don't want a goddamn Michelob. I want a Budweiser.
Do they know that he loves it so much, Budweiser? Have they ever made any?
I'd like to let him know. St. Louis, I'll call.
Let's do it.
St. Louis.
Did you know that, Deke? You're a heavy alcoholic.
Yeah.
Deke never drinks or goes to the bar or anything. He just goes to Kmart.
He goes to fucking Monday night Kildare's trivia game. What do they ask that's so fun?
Oh, God.
That's nothing. I'm not going this week. We already won.
Because you've won the last five times you've been. It can't be fun anymore.
Yeah, and him and his seven buddies spend about $700 that night because it's like a three-hour game. And then guess what they win? $30
if we don't spend
$700. $30 gift certificate.
Yo, I was in the bar.
You get a little off.
I was in the bar with this chick, and
I spend about $700 when I go to Kildare's.
Dude.
Jesus.
I'm not kidding.
This dude picks up tabs left and right, man.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so much easier than just fucking dividing, like,
out.
Okay, you owe 18, and then you owe this, and you also owe me $5 from before. It's just like, dude, just fuck it. Pay.
Dude, I'll go out. Sometimes I'll be like, okay, we're going to need $20 from you on this, $20 from you, and just throw it right in my pocket. It's great, you know what I mean? Because they think, okay, he probably wants $20. By the end of this fucking night, I have about $150.
You're an asshole.
I know.
My second one.
You gotta get in where you fit in, man. Fuck it.
Now.
He was saving that for so long, man.
I really was an asshole.
3 weeks.
Now I pay for everybody's drinks, and they think I'm a dickhead because nobody said, yo, Bam really wants that loot. He's like half shaking his head, like, yeah, right.
Come on. Yeah, I do it.
Man. You did.
Why not?
Because it's not right.
Neither is selling dreams to innocent females, but do I do it? Oh, yeah. A lot of things aren't right in this world. What's pain without pleasure? What's pleasure without pain? Pain without pleasure. You know, you need both fucking sides of the coin here to really feel one or the other. You know what I mean? If there was just always pleasure all the time, what would pain be? Nothing.
I know. You know when you go through, like, the toll booth and they always say, have a nice day. Maybe I want to crap you down.
Maybe I want to feel like shit and murder somebody today. Digga, why you keep getting up? I'm on your ass now. I know what you're up to, man. I'll get naked again, dude. I'm telling you. Next time I'm going to shit. Digga, I'm telling you, dude. I'm going to load up on a fart and I'm going to get naked and do it right on your lap. You think I'm kidding? You stress me out, man. That's why I have to smoke.
You know what you should do, Novak? I thought about it. Remember that asshole coyote who spit on you?
I got thrown out.
You know what? You should go give that toilet an upper decker.
What's an upper decker? I don't know what that is.
You take off the top of the toilet and you shit in it, so when they flush it, everything's brown. So it flushes shit with shit water.
Who spit on you? I'm on a fucking doormat. I still don't understand.
Some fucking cocksucker, a coyote. We come in there, and I have my hat on, and they let me go.
I had my hat on, too, and they were cool.
Same exact hat. They're like, yo, you gotta take off your hat. He's like, the doorman just said that it was fucking cool. Well, it's not cool. Well, I'm not taking it off. And then he like grabs him and spits in his face, takes him out.
What?
That guy needs some shit in his gas tank.
Dude, I was going to fuck. I get outside. I'm like, I'm going to fight this motherfucker. Can't wait. I square up with him outside, and I look behind me, and two cops are locking these people up. And I already got some other issues with the police right now, so I had to be very nice and walk away.
The police.
Man, that fucking. Remember
how nervous you were when I flew you to Texas, dude?
Oh, that was
I flew him to Houston, and, you know, he's got warrants, so he's like. Trying to figure out if they're gonna know. I'm like, they're not gonna know. Dude, we land in Houston, and the lady is just like, Brandon Novak, would you please remain in your seat and, like,
hit the call button.
Hit the call button.
Like, four times over.
He just stares at me, he's like, what should I do? I'm like, fucking never ring that.
Yeah, I know.
And then they come up, dude, my real name is Brandon, we have Brandon DiCavello, and we have Brandon Novak. And the fucking guy at the airplane was just like, we're walking off, he's just like, are you Brandon? And I'm just like, no, I'm Bam. And then they're just like, are you Brandon to Deco? He's like, no. Are you Brandon? No. Didn't even check.
Nah, and then we get down to the fucking luggage area. Remember, they were still looking.
Then we go to the luggage area, and they have these goddamn, like, security guys searching, like, are you Brandon?
Dude, they were looking. Like, no, they were hot on my trail.
They were.
Yo, then I called up. I got all nervous because it was time to fly home.
This moron calls. He calls, like, 1-800-US-Airways and some...
I get on the phone with reservations.
Reservation lady answers, and he's just like, yeah, babe, I was there, like, 2 weeks ago, man. And he's like, they called me on the loudspeaker on the airplane. I want to know what it's about. She's like, I don't know. He's like, well, it's your fucking company. Like, why would this lady
bitch hung up on me.
2 weeks ago.
I was pissed and scared. So I was going to take a train back. I'm like, fuck it, babe. If it's my time to go, it's my time to go. Let's do this.
I paid you on Doe Mountain, and you were shitting
your man.
Pants. Over the whole mountain.
I don't like that shit.
No,
I don't like that, dude.
Dude, Bear Creek.
Yeah.
Novak.
I don't like it.
We had this gorilla on skis, and I dared Novak to go down it naked, humping the gorilla. And some old fucking faggot calls the Bear Creek place, and he actually has a lawsuit filed against Bear Creek because he saw
and MTV.
Naked. Get the fuck over it.
He's suing MTV and Bear Creek for my nudie little dick.
But you couldn't even see it because you were humping a gorilla.
You couldn't even see it if you were standing in front of me. You know what I mean? Come on, let's get real here, guys.
It's just like, dude, I can't believe a fucking jerk off would spend that amount of time. Like, I saw a naked guy. Big deal.
Dude, I barely have motivation to shave in the morning.
Dude, I don't care. Dude, let alone. I don't think I could get offended really with anything.
You can. Well, we're like, a little harder to offend than the
I'll
average.
I think it's gross, but I'm not going to, like, make a scene about it, you know, like if there was, oh dude, it would be so funny to see two fags on rollerblades humping on top of a boat, homos at sea. I want to see that so bad.
Oh
dude, that's got to be a scary.
No, fuck
that. You know what would be even funnier? Two naked skydivers on rollerblades humping each other.
Oh dude, I always want to skydive, man. I really do want to skydive.
No, Matt, could you do that?
If you give me the skydiving ticket, hell yeah. I want to skydive so bad. That's probably the best natural high in the world. No drug could ever compare.
They have that air blower thing in Vegas. And it's basically like skydiving, but it just pushes wind up.
Yeah, I saw that one.
You could probably hump in the air.
I'd love to try it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you could buy call girls there, too, in Vegas, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Well, let's sign it up, man. Fuck.
Would you hump her in midair?
Dude, I'd hump her anywhere. I'll hump anywhere. Midair, underwater, hot tubs.
Dumpsters.
Bathroom. I did, dude. I was in Baltimore one time. Once again, an ex-co-worker of mine. We used to wait tables together. This bitch, I humped her behind a dumpster. It smelled like shit. Her house was like two blocks away, and I was so revved up that I couldn't wait. I had her bent over behind a dumpster. Her hands are on the dumpster. I'm going to town. And all of a sudden, it's right on the main road, basically. I don't even know why I was behind the dumpster thinking it could hide us. All of a sudden, I hear all these, like, five or six dudes were like, yo, hey! They're like fucking cheers at me, shit. I'm like, sweet. Meanwhile, it smells like shit. They go, oh man, I don't know what was in me that night.
I ain't gonna yell, gonna man.
You know it's so sick having Novak live here because every time I don't know why, but you sleep all goddamn day, and then I gotta wake him up for the radio station, and he's always nude as fuck in there, just laying in bed all nude with the blanket hanging off. Like, dude, put your little ding ding away. Just fucking.
Dude, I don't sleep all day. That's a lie. I slept today because we're out late last night.
Dick, shut up.
Sorry.
Dude, I walked in there one time after you were with that one girl that, like, punched a hole in the fucking wall, and it smelled like fucking...
Ew.
sweaty, disgusting fucking sex from the night
before.
Oh, God. Oh, dude, I could smell it. I could smell your sick filth from my room.
You liked it.
Yeah. Why would I ever like that?
Oh, Jess. Forgot my girlfriend.
Dude, Jess forgets everything. His girlfriend thinks I am fucking hell.
You are. Right.
Yeah, but dude, I got to lie about
it. You eat out mum for 400.
I do it for 100 a minute and see how far I can take it. Oh. Dude, because every minute I'm just like, money's racking up.
But you blow it so quick.
But it's a good goddamn time.
Hey, you should pay off your freaking fights so you have to worry about freaking shitting a brick when you go anywhere.
That's too responsible for me, Lennon.
What, what about paying off those warrants?
That means I got to turn myself in.
What does that mean?
It means I have to sit in jail for about 4 days. Because it's one in the city, one in the county, so they got to fucking transport me after that warrant's cleared up to the county, and then they got to wait until that. So it's going to be about a three-day process. Yep.
Yeah, I'd never do that then.
I'm not. Until I get a lot of money, and then I just, when I fucking get my first humongous paycheck, I'll just hire a top-notch lawyer to do it.
Where do you think that this is coming from?
I don't know about it.
He's getting financial lessons.
When I get my big fat paycheck.
There we go. The book will pay me enough to fucking pay this off.
Yeah, if you get past chapter 8, idiot.
Dude, it's like telling an artist to hurry up and paint when he's not feeling it. You can't rush
it. It's like that.
It is. You can't rush
now he's
fucking
a famous artist.
He's a famous artist.
Dude, I'm a jack of all trades, asshole.
Jack off.
Jack off.
You're the jack off trade.
I have been jerking off lately. So much easier, because once you're done, you don't have to deal with some dumb broad taking her home.
I don't know how you have the energy to go out to the bars every night and kick game, and I could never do that. You know what I mean? Like,
because
it takes a lot of energy. You're like, doesn't it take a lot of...
I don't sleep all day.
Yeah.
I don't say that.
No, that's what you
that
do.
Makes me look like a lazy piece of shit.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Dude, the only time you're not lazy is when you go to the bar to pick up broads.
You are lying, dude.
I'm telling you, I don't know how you have the fucking energy. It takes a lot of energy to meet, like, a new chick every day and find out what they're all about.
I don't
do
that, though. I don't fucking ask their history.
What do you
just
do?
Go straight to the point. Just get right to the point. In 10 minutes,
let me take you to Bam's Treetop Casino where we'll get married.
No, I don't say that because that's too much of a name dropper. I'll say my Treetop Casino. She's like, well, where do you live at? I'm like, I live with that dude. Who? And I just point to him nonchalantly. Because if you name drop, you just sound like a faggot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have a subtle way of doing it.
Name dropping is so bad.
Oh, it's the worst.
Dude, I don't give a fuck. Like,
dude, I hate it.
Prime example. You know who I'm talking about. You know.
Say the story.
Well, I don't want to say names.
Oh, say the story.
Dude, it's just so annoying. Like,
oh, is it?
Because I'm on MTV. Like,
oh god.
People have to come up and be like, yeah, I'm friends with this guy and that guy from. Like,
who cares?
From this show.
I don't care.
I'm friends with a million people. I could give a fuck less about it, and I don't want new friends. You're not going to impress me.
I already have enough friends. I don't want any more.
You know what I mean, Deke? You know how it is in that life. You know, you're all fame and shit.
And shit.
Come on, Deke. Tell me something funny here, buddy.
It's almost time to go.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Time flies when there's four hot dudes in a room.
More than that, you dumbass.
Yeah, but I can't tell you.
Oh, man.
What is this?
Six there would be, guys.
Did all that heroin, like, fucking whack your eyes out? Yeah, you gotta, like...
Did it whack way more than my eyes,
You have, like, a Don Vito wandering eye, kind of.
It's starting, man.
Oh, you see that?
Yep.
Only at certain times. Like, now it's probably pretty focused.
His left one?
Yeah.
This one will be.
Yeah, his left one. That one's gonna start fishing out to the left.
Dude, didn't you see the Haggard shit when I was withdrawing? You could see it big time there.
I thought you were clean and sober during all that.
I was going through withdrawal dipshit.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so.
Not today, though.
Yeah, I remember.
Thanks to the 12 Steps of Narcotics Anonymous.
I picked him up all hopped up. Went, like,
remember the lemonade
years
story?
Ago, dude. He was so hopped up. I told him to take a bus to Wilmington. He went to New York City. He took the wrong fucking bus.
Yeah.
Then I go, all right, meet me and fucking just hop on another bus to Wilmington. Then he shows up in Philly. I'm like, dude, what the hell's going on?
I was everywhere.
I pick him up from the train station. He's lighting the cigarette backwards as he's falling asleep. And then I take him to the fucking Goshen Ferry and insist on buying me lemonade and cotton candy. I'm like, I don't fucking want lemonade.
I forced it on him.
Dude, he's like, I want to show my appreciation to you. I want to get you some lemonade and cotton candy. I'm like, I don't fucking want lemonade.
Or cotton candy.
Dude, I was hell, man.
You were.
And when I was like that, I thought that everything I said was believable. And now I look back and I'm like, now fucking wonder no one believed me. But in my mind at the time, you couldn't find a hole in my story to save your life. It was on point. It's crazy.
And it's true, too, because...
It really is.
He would go down to, the Baltimore ghettos to, get heroin and whatever. And like, every time the cops would pull him over, if he was just like, I lost my dog and I'm looking for him, he must be around this neighborhood somewhere, they just lock him right up. But if he's just like... I was just ready to buy some heroin, but being you caught me, I'm not going to be buying it anymore. Then they just go, get the fuck out of here.
That's what I started doing at the end, man. Just telling them straight up. Look,
if you just, dude, because...
I lost my dog.
Dude, that's the worst thing the cops want to hear. Like, you insulting their intelligence.
Yeah, they hate when you fuck... Exactly.
Why is there a white kid in this ghetto-ass neighborhood? Like, there's only one reason why you're here. Drugs. That's it.
Dude, remember when they beat my ass that day I was just released from doing time? When the three guys jumped out, beat my ass.
These three cops, they were like undercover cops, so you weren't really sure if they were cops.
Couldn't tell at all.
They fucking punch him in the face, they throw him in the back of the car, and they're like, where should we take him? They're like, location B. He's like, location B, what the fuck?
Dude, I just came home from doing 9 months. Just as soon as I was released, I went right to go cops. Nope. Still had my release papers in my back pocket. I haven't even been out of cuffs for fucking 2 hours yet. And I get this dope, right? I go in the store, I buy the shit, and he gives it to me. We do it in the store. I get out, I'm walking away. The dude comes back. He's like, yo, come here. I'm like, why? He's like, this $10 is fake. So I give him the pill back, he gives me the $10. Then the boss of the dope shop comes over. He's like, let me see it. He looks in the air. Now, this is happening outside. It's not fake. So we do the transaction outside. So must have been a car, a station wagon, three undercovers, black guy, white guy, Chinese guy. I get the pill. It was a combo. It was very weird. I'm walking back to my house, and all of a sudden, this fucking station wagon pulls up next to me and whips this U-turn. I got the pill in my hand. I throw it in my mouth and eat it. I know what's happening.
It's out of habit.
Gun, right?
So now he's going to be hopped up while they're going to beat his ass.
The one dude in the back, the Chinese guy, jumps out to a full force run and punches me right in my face and knocks me out. Broad daylight. I'm knocked the fuck out. Dude, they were just mad because they're already mad they got to be in these neighborhoods anyways because, you know, they get these white jocks who don't want to go into the ghettos with all these black people. You know, it's fucked up how they think, but it's true. So they're already mad that they have to patrol this neighborhood because they hate it. And then they see a white boy who doesn't belong there doing it, so they're just pissed. So they fucking beat me up a little bit. They punch me, wake me up. A real cop car rides by. I'm like, okay, I'll go down to the bookings. It'll take about a couple hours.
And they just passed the car, so now he's just like, oh, fuck.
I'm like, they're like,
guys aren't probably even cops.
Where are we taking him? They're like, where are we going to take him? Location A or B? And I'm terrified at this point. The guy just fucking knocked me out cold. Put me in the back of the car. He reaches over to lock the door, and I jump because I'm already scared. The dude's already punched me. He's like, what the fuck are you so scared for? I'm like, well, let me think about it, buddy.
Did you just jump out?
No, I had to kiss their ass because I knew they'd beat me up again quickly. He's like, you come to these neighborhoods and buy drugs, you'll get killed. You're scared of us? And I'm like, yeah, if these guys don't knock me out and steal my money, you guys, like, I'm scared of you more than I am the drug dealers. So they take me to this fucking, where they load up big rigs, you know, like, just a warehouse, and they take us behind this big rig.
Wasn't it, like, February or something?
January, freezing cold. They strip me down, fucking punch me around for a little bit, only give me my boxers and shoes back, and make me walk back home, which was like 2 blocks away from where I just got caught buying the drugs. And they fucking, all the drug dealers thought I told on them. They're like, why are you here? Why aren't you locked up? And I think I told on them. Meanwhile, I got fucking boxers and shoes on in January. It's the middle of the daytime. Everyone's laughing at me. Dude, it was fucking hell, man. I could have got paid big time off that if I had a lawyer.
Note to self, kids, don't do drugs or you'll wind up like the Dream Shop.
Yeah, man. I'm not promoting it in any way. I'm just saying.
Selling lies to
dude,
all.
It was the worst way of living I could have ever chose. I could joke about it now because I'm clean, but don't ever try it. Dead serious. That's probably the serious I'll ever be on the show.
Well, I don't like being serious.
Well,
even though it is serious.
We're all serious.
All right, I'm ending this with Fireball Ministry. In the morning, which Novak is never awake for.
I knew that was coming. I knew it. I fucking knew it. I swear. As soon as you say in the morning, I'm like, dude, I guarantee he's going to say how I'm sleeping.
This is Hustler Radio on Sirius 28 Seconds.
Later.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.